This is the Josh and Jesse Podcast,
your monthly source for sports radio.
Teens Talk Sports with Josh and Jesse is sponsored by...
What do we do to get people to listen to Podcraft?
You're going to need to do movie trailer voices.
I'll do the Xena Warrior Princess intro. She was the golf widow, a mighty princess, drunk and having mustard. He was an asshole on the other end of the phone. Together, they're monkeys with a podcast.
I love that. That's awesome.
Oh, there we go. There's our first intro. Podcrapular at golfwidow.podomatic.com.
You don't get much more podcrapular than this.
On the Teens Talk Sports Podcast, the callers think they're funny.
I think Deuce McAllister got his name. Deuce. What does that mean? Deuce.
Deuce. Doesn't sound too pleasant, right? Deuce.
Deuce. You think his mother was taking a dump on a water broke?
Maybe his dad was, you know?
Dad?
His dad might have been taking a dump.
I don't know.
Deuce. A nice deuce.
Deuce. How did you get your name, Deuce? Well, my mom's taking a dump.
He's
taking a deuce.
Again, we know we've established that Rookie is a funny kid. Okay? It's been established 20 times over.
Edition of the Teens Talk Sports Podcast. Not really the first, kind of.
You heard the best of us, you know, just ranting and screaming and
ranting. Is that a word?
Ranting is a word. Ranting. I've heard someone use that word before.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody use the word ranting. I've heard rant and I've heard ing, but never ranting.
Jesse's funny.
Either way, we were doing something.
If you listen to last episode, Jesse's a funny kid. We put that out there. Most of the people I say are funny kids are actually not that funny. But
including you, Josh, you are truly a funny kid.
Oh, Jesse's still on my line there.
Well, we have a lot to talk about
here. Too much to talk about. Too much.
We are loaded with sports stuff today.
It's Teens Talking Sports. We're the teens.
And
they're the sports. If you can't play them...
Then listen to us. I don't think we're not too capable of playing sports anyway.
We thought we can't play them too well. We'll talk about them.
Why not? You know
if
what?
If you can't play them, talk about them. Right here on Teens Talk Sports. And hey, don't forget our call number is 206-203-0033.
Look how long, you don't know how long it took them to memorize that.
You want to drop us a line, or you can do it over the email. I'll give you two email addresses.
Two.
joshandjesseshow@yahoo.com or joshandjesseshow@podomatic.com. It's just, you know, any way you want to contact us, we'll answer all your questions. We got a lineup of callers coming for you tonight, answering some of the questions that you listeners called in. You know, wanted to say something to us, wanted to be in our program.
We answered your prayers. I know how you guys were probably, like, waiting for this episode. I really wish that I was on the Josh and Jesse podcast. Well, now you're going to be. And we even have a caller that we branded him as, what's the word? I think it would be loser.
Well, we get loser of the month. Caller, which, you know, it could be you if you talk about things we don't like. We don't like.
Such as ice dancing. Ice dancing, luge, hockey.
Curling. Hockey we can deal with.
Hockey's all right. Hockey, you know what? Hockey's okay. Curling. Hockey fans out there, curling, good for you.
Curling, no. But anything but curling, ice dancing, and luge, you can talk about it. And soccer. Soccer will be okay with it. But this one caller, which you'll hear coming up in the program...
Loser of the month.
A lot to talk about with the NFL and the upcoming, you know, you think Super Bowl. And then in the back thought of your mind is Major League Baseball coming.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? You have the Super Bowl in 3 weeks or 2 weeks from today or tomorrow or whatever the hell the day
it's
is going to be.
Not tomorrow, but...
And you see baseball on the horizon. It's less than 30 days until pitchers and catchers. And in those 30 days, you're going to be looking at stuff like the Mets, the Yankees...
Thank you. You want to mention all 28 teams or in the Major League Baseball?
You know, I'm sure if I was to mention every single team, I'd probably go Mets, Yankees, everybody in the Mets division, everybody in the Yankees division, everybody on the West Coast, and I'd probably forget the Brewers. What kind of team are the Brewers?
You know, you forget the teams from Canada.
No, Blue Jays.
You definitely would forget the Blue Jays.
Or the Blue Jays.
Because it's
Canada. What about the Montreal Expos? I would maybe have forgot to mention them.
Montreal Expos was on a team.
When did that happen?
That happened a little while ago, which is when they moved to Washington.
When was this?
This was 2 or 3 years ago, and they moved to Washington because nobody watched baseball in Montreal.
Oh, well, you know what? The stadium looks, empty now, but it looked the same as when the Expos were there. You'd hear a ba-dum ching.
We need one of those ba-dum chings here. Yeah, definitely need a ba-dum ching. We don't
ba-dum
have
money.
We can't afford a ba-dum ching, so...
We can afford me doing this. That's the Josh and Jesse version of a drum punchline.
We can't afford things like that. This is a low-budget show, but, you want to send us some money, maybe we can afford a ba-dum ching thing. But for now, we got no but I'm ching. Okay, no but I'm ching. We got Jesse on his table.
Yo, I wish I was a drummer. That's a dream of mine. Being a professional podcaster of sports, my second dream.
Professional? You consider this professional? Whoa.
This is my job. I don't do anything. I sit down all day on my butt, and I talk about sports with Josh. Sometimes I'll talk about sports by myself. Sometimes I'll talk about sports.
Okay, Jesse, let's get to the thing that matters right now. Let's get to the NFL.
Championship. The NFL.
Okay, yes. The National Football League.
We all know what that stands for.
Okay. We got two games, the AFC and the NFC Championship games. Who do you got winning the NFC game again with the Chicago Bears with not as good of an offense as the
Saints
have, but the defense is very good. Rex Grossman, not my favorite quarterback, and you know what? He will not win. If he goes to the Super Bowl, there's no way him winning Super Bowl MVP or MVP of anything, because I don't consider him a good quarterback. It's the defense that's really carrying the team.
Well, in my opinion, I agree with you.
You got to put that...
I agree with you because the Bears... They're a broken team. You look at the Bears a couple of months ago. The Bears were the best team in the NFL for a very long time. Undefeated for the longest time. And with a defense that was stellar. You got Brian Urlacher.
Brian Urlacher is the guy. He goes sideline to sideline. If you saw the Bears-Jets game, he just went sideline to sideline, making sure the team wins the game. Brian Urlacher will be, if it happens, Brian Urlacher... defensive MVP, and will be the MVP of the Super Bowl if they go to the Super Bowl, which
and
I don't
if
think
they
will.
Win. But
they're not going to the Super
no
Bowl.
No matter what, even if Rex Grossman has a terrible game, which I think he will and which he deserves to have, Brian Urlacher will still bring it, and he will still, be the bright point of this Bears team, which isn't so bright right now. And you look at the Saints coming off.
How do you say isn't so bright? They're going to an AFC championship.
But,
it's a very bright situation to me.
Look at the comments made by Rex Grossman. He wasn't prepared for a game.
Well, he wasn't prepared in the regular season. It doesn't matter. That was the regular season. Yes, there's no excuse not to be prepared. But that was the regular.
This is the postseason. All right.
This is the postseason. This is the time he's shining, and he's shining somehow.
So let me make a comparison between him and Peyton Manning. The regular season doesn't matter. Peyton Manning, in the past years, has gone undefeated for most of the year, and he does nothing in the playoffs. But yet you're excusing him for admitting that he didn't prepare for a game.
That shows a lot about his character. It doesn't matter if it had any value. It's a game.
People are still going to the game. It still had a value.
Then he's not preparing for the fans.
I'm not saying it's for the fans. I'm saying that he is a National Football League player. He should be prepared for every game. They're not paying him.
I'm not saying he shouldn't be prepared. I'm saying his run in the playoffs was better than his run in the regular season. I don't think that game mattered to him. I don't think it really mattered to the fans. I think that was like, let's get this week over with already, and let's get to the playoffs.
Well, anyway, the Saints, as I was saying before, the Saints coming off an offensive high last week. Drew Brees, Reggie Bush, these names ring a bell to you when you think of offense. The Saints are on fire. They are throwing the ball to the sidelines. Reggie Bush has created a running game. Deuce McAllister, Deuce with the funky name, McAllister, as we heard before.
We heard the promo before.
Deuce McAllister, look at this guy pumping into the end zone without a helmet. He has the entire city of New Orleans on his back. And this Saints team is going to fly. I can just tell this Saints team deserves and will win against the Bears.
Okay, before we get to the AFC, let's get to some calls. Let's go. Caller number one.
Hey, Jesse and Josh. This is Harry from New York. I really love the show. I even think you guys are even better than Mike and the Mandel. Anyway, do you guys think the Mets will pull up their big name pitcher before opening day? And if you do, what do you think? Who do you think they have the best shot in getting? I'm really interested in this question, big Mets fan, and I know you guys are big into this. And hope you have a good show later. Bye.
Harrison, thanks for the call. Harrison, Harris, whatever your name is, Harris. I'll be honest with you. You just made me think a little bit there. Who will the Mets have starting opening day?
Let me tell you something, right? You got to roll Pedro out of that. He's not coming back till August.
May.
Who knows what? No, it's August. Who knows when Pedro will ever? Who knows if Pedro will ever make a return, a successful return to the major leagues?
I don't think he will be back. I think if he comes back, I think obviously the Mets are going to have a season like they did last year, except better. They're going to make
World Series. We all thought the Mets were going to be horrible pitching-wise last year.
And they weren't.
They picked up some good pitching, and they lost some of this year, but the Mets have acquired some new pitching. It'll be an exciting, but very exciting spring training to see how the Mets do. It'll be exciting for especially game one when they're in St. Louis. Which getting the rings and the poster, and I really hope, as I'm a Mets fan, I really hope the Mets just crush the Cardinals.
Cardinals with their rings and everything. We're gonna go to the second caller.
Let's go to caller two.
This is Jack from West Palm, New England, all the way in the Super Bowl, all the way, and next year too.
Well, Jack, thanks for the call. I guess so. New England should win tomorrow. I give New England winning the Super. I go New England going to the Super Bowl and winning it only because of the lack of times that New Orleans have been there. It's so much on experience in Tom Brady's game.
Well, I have to agree with you. I think the Patriots will win in their game against the Colts, and I think they will win against whoever they play in the Super Bowl, which probably will be the Saints, in my opinion. And it is because Tom Brady has experience. Tom Brady is one of, if not the best players to have in the playoffs.
In the playoffs, he's 11-1 in the playoffs.
And
12-1, actually.
And he's the guy to have. And it's all because of him. Obviously, the Patriots have a great defense. They have a great offense. But it is all on Tom Brady. Third caller, here you are.
Hello, guys. My name is Kapunk. And I listen to your show on the internet. I laughed so hard. It was so funny. I laughed so much. And I want to be a caller on your show so I can be famous. Okay, now I talk about my favorite sport, which is football. My team, I like the Jets. And as we all know, they lost the playoff game, and I was very, very sad. I cried so much and so loudly.
But
all three of my wives.
All right, Kapunk, that is enough. Let's go on to call number four. Call number four on the Teen Soaking.
Please be better than that last guy.
With Josh and Jesse.
Hi, guys. I'm sorry I was saying that I think your show is hilarious, and as a teen, I knew you guys personally, especially the fat, huge guy. He seems to be cool. Now I'm
sports. Thank you,
Rick. Last time I checked, the Chicago Bears at 13-3, best record in the NFL. Yet nobody has them going to the Super Bowl, let alone winning. Now, I know they got a mediocre quarterback, to say for the least, but still, I think, you know, we're always taught that defense wins championships. Yet we all have the Saints going to a bowl, which, you know, they have a mediocre defense. They have a good offense, I agree, but I think a great defense could beat a great offense any day of the week. And
I'd
like to know you guys' thoughts on that. So, thank you. Bye.
As I said before, Ricky, thanks for the call. There's no way I'm seeing Chicago winning the game tomorrow. Lack of offense, and that's what's going to ruin. That's
lack of experience. You look at the Chicago Bears team. A lot of these guys have been in the playoffs.
Lack of experience. Look at the New Orleans Saints. When was the last time the New Orleans Saints won the AFC Championship game? Don't give me this.
Look at Drew Brees. Drew Brees has performed in the playoffs. He hasn't been in too many playoff games, but when he has performed. You look at the game a couple years ago against the Jets. It was not his fault that he lost. He played a stellar game.
Jets' fault.
It was the kicker's fault.
The Jets' fault. Yeah, Doug Bryan.
Oh, that was the game in which the Jets won against the Chargers.
Right, yeah.
I'm talking that Drew Brees lost that game because his kicker...
Because his kicker, right.
Lost the game for him, and actually I was saying
Doug Bryan hit the winning field. That's what I meant there.
That's not something you hear every day. Usually when you hear Doug Bryan, you hear the words dislike.
Is Doug Bryan still in the NFL?
We're going to look this up right now. Whoever would draft Doug Bryan, I don't know what you were thinking, but, you know, let's see.
Doug Bryan is on the Chicago Bears. We don't have more stats. Well, definitely, we will pull some stuff up on...
Obviously, he's not starting.
No.
Oh, wait a minute. They just cut him.
No, he was cut in 2005, actually.
Oh, there you go.
They didn't just cut him. We'll get some more information on Doug Bryan coming up. Let's go to another caller. You're on Teens Talking Sports.
Hey, this is Danny from Long Island. I love the show. And I just wanted to talk about the Patriots game. I think that Tom Brady is definitely going to dominate Peyton Manning. And I don't think their defense can hold up against Tom Brady either. So I have a friend who voted on the Saints to win also against the Bears, and obviously that's a pretty good prediction. You can see the Bears are really unpredictable, and when they have a good game, it's all right. When they have a bad game, it's pretty horrific. And I think Reggie Bush can dominate the running game. So those are my predictions for tomorrow's game. I got the Saints and the Patriots. So we'll see how that goes, and I'll have the show, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Danny, thank you for the call, and I have to agree with most of what you said. I do think the Patriots will come out swinging at this game.
They're
going to be swinging at an unprepared Colts team.
How could you say the Colts will be unprepared?
But I just don't see the Colts ready for this New England attack of offense that they're going to have. You look at New England in the playoffs.
Well,
they
have. Don't tell me this. During the playoffs. It has not been the Indianapolis offense that's been carrying them. It's been the defense.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that even though
this is going to be the closer game.
This is going to be the best game in the playoffs so far. I completely agree with that. They're the most equally matched. But what I'm saying is this defense that has been so great in the playoffs will come up short against this, this Patriots team. They have so much experience, and I don't think they see these series of short passes, these series of, you know, great offensive drives. And
I want to also remind everybody in Jesse's train of thought that you want to call the Josh and Jesse program, Teens Talking Sports. You want to be on our program? Drop us a line, email us, talk to us, call us 206-203-0033. That's 206-203-0033. All right, now let's get to the part of the show, which is, I think, one of my favorite parts. One of my favorite parts of the show. The loser, caller of the month.
I'm a loser. I'm a
loser. This is Kyle from Long Island. Hold on. I was wondering, what do you think of David Beckham's journey in soccer in the United States? Okay, bye.
What a loser! What is this
loser
guy thinking?
You called loser of the month, caller.
Kyle from Long Island.
Kyle from Long Island.
What? I have a couple questions for you, Kyle. Wherever you are on Long Island, the great Long Island. A, why do you care about soccer? There is football all around you. Baseball is starting to swirl.
You have to actually, in the world now, you have to say football and base, football and soccer could be the same thing. We're talking about the football in every other country, and we're talking about the soccer here in America.
Well, see, in Spanish, it's much easier. It's either football for soccer or football americano for football that we all know and love. And second of all, Kyle, you're telling somebody to hold on, Kyle. You gotta give your full attention to Josh and Jesse. I don't think you appreciate the greatness that you're calling up right here.
The greatness.
If you're calling us, man, this has to be an all-day event. You gotta be ready. You gotta drink some cranberry juice before you call up. Sounds smooth. You are just unprepared. And Kyle, I am just appalled. But we love you, buddy. Thank you. And also, remember also, if you want to listen to us directly from iTunes, go to the podcast directory and search Teens Talk Sports, Josh and Jesse Show, or any combination of the three. Whatever you want. Mix it up. Maybe you can do Teens and Jesse Josh Sports.
Whatever works best for you. Let's get to the game on Sunday with the New England Patriots and the Indianapolis.
We've been talking about this an awful lot.
Let's get... You have New England. You have New England.
As much as I hate to say it, I am a Jets fan, and I really dislike New England, but I got to take them in this game. I got to take New England all the way.
If that team is beating your team, you know that team must be a good team.
You have to be a real fan to admit that they are good enough to beat your team. What about you? Who do you have tomorrow?
I'm gonna go with New England. There's no doubt. I don't like Peyton in the playoffs. Haven't liked them all the way. Haven't picked them all the way. The defense surprisingly has been carrying the Indianapolis Colts through this all. It's been the defense. It's a defense. If the defense is not performing tomorrow, and Peyton Manning has been playing like he's been playing the rest of the playoffs, you know, scoring 5 field goals is not going to win them the game.
Not again. Oh, I mean, it might beat the who'd they play? The Browns?
It might beat the
Ravens. The Ravens. It might be able to beat the Ravens.
Somehow,
but you're not going to be able to beat the Patriots with field goals. And look at Peyton Manning. He has had, you know, for the past couple games in the playoffs, you know, let's not think about the five field goal game. But yeah, he's had somewhat close to what Peyton Manning's stats for a game should be. A little on the low side yardage wise, but it's okay. And you know what? This matchup between them, this Peyton Manning, you know, Tom Brady matchup, is going to be one of the best quarterback matchups we've had in the playoffs in years. You know, in the past, we've had, you know, some pretty good matchups. Tom Brady versus somebody else. Tom Brady versus somebody else. Tom Brady versus Peyton Manning. This is the first time this has happened in the, you know, the playoffs. And I'm excited. As a football fan, as a Jets fan, rooting for the, you know, the Colts as much as I don't want to. I don't want to be wrong here, but go Patriots here. This is it.
Unfortunately, we're going to have to go with the Patriots in this game. It just doesn't seem like there's any chance. There's a chance, but I see a very, very slim chance of them actually coming out with a victory in this game on Sunday. Well, thanks to all the callers.
Thank you very much, callers. Remember to drop us a line. 206-203-0033.
The lines are normally dropped on the email. So you want to give us a call, 206-203-0033.
Well, whatever you're going to do. And remember, also, our website, it's spelled Josh and Jesse Show.
Podomatic.com.
It's spelled Podomatic, P-O-D. A-M.
No, you spell... What am I even doing?
You just figure it out.
Sound it out. We're going to be back next week. Next week, by Saturday, we'll have a brand new show on the... When is Saturday? Saturday is what?
Saturday would be a week from...
Saturday will be the 27th.
Yes.
We'll have a special Super Bowl edition of the Josh and Jesse Show.
We'll have updated scores for the games this week.
You want to give us a call, don't forget that number is 206-203-0033. So we'll catch you back next week here on Teens Talk Sports, your monthly source for sports talk radio.